The ABC, last stronghold of good English and bad wedges.
Well said, well said, well said.
I now hand you over to lovely Michael Eisen.
You know, I asked myself that question. What is it I've got that other men haven't?
Answer the record of screaming girls. Tell me, Rock, you crazy cat, where do you get all this bounding animal energy from?
Well, it's a secret known only to ancient man.
Yes, I can see that.
Tonight we present the story of high adventure, one that will blaze its way across the long length and length of Australia. Here, then, is the story of the world's last great adventure. Better than Beethoven's fifth.
Bigger than Liz Taylor's sixth and seventh.
Taller than Chip Rafferty's transparent Tahitian nightshirt. All due to Footo, the Wonder Boot Exploder.
The scene is set. Here now is the story of the world's greatest adventure entitled...
I forget the name now. I remember the symphonic song. Fresh! The date is 1960, from the year of the same name. The scene, sunny Sydney, the envy of mighty bridge-building Melbourne. There goes another bit now. The story starts on a heat hot night in sunny Sydney.
It was a hot day in Sydney. It was the hottest heat hit had ever had over here.
It was very hot, hot. Oh, yes. It's very, very hot, I'd say.
You're in the spring.
Oh, my word. My word, hot. Very hot.
I agree. Very, very hot in Sydney. I saw the
spring. It itched like...
You did the faucet. I bet he wasn't very pleased.
He was very hot.
Very hot.
In the sea.
I agree. It's very, very, very hot.
Oh, dear, dear. It's very hot. Very hot. Oh, it's very, very hot in the sea.
Very hot.
Very, very
hot. Very hot.
Well, I'm freezing.
Australia was in the throes of its annual recession. And the banks were helping the Americans smuggle their profits out of the country.
What? He hasn't got much of a part, has he? But, folks, one man was trying to raise Australia's morale to its normal low level.
That man was a Scotsman from Scotsman's land, the Laird Mac Mickey Muckle. Well, one day, during the recession, I was watching the government workman pulling down a statue of Eric Balmeek. Why? Because it was obstructing my view of Sydney Opera House. Very hot eye. Well, suddenly, I felt a twinge of conscience. Ooh, just below the knee. I decided to spend some money on giving Australia a boost. So I phoned a famous English adventurer in Twit at Woy Woy, who lived three chords away in the key of C.
Sir, we wake up, sir. And it's time to get up. There's a wonderful sunset, sir. Oh. Who am I?
Yes,
you are Captain Bulldog Drummond, the father of three and mother of two.
Yes. Oh, yes. I remember now. Oh, I was much too old for that dream, you know.
You're not kidding. This telegram has just arrived. I'll say it again.
Do it again.
This telegram has just arrived by Flung Stone.
Flung Stone. I know it well. Read it.
It's from Lord McMuckmickle.
Oh,
he says, I will be phoning you shortly. That's me now.
Hello?
Huh? This is Lord McMuckmickle's residence here.
He would
like you to have dinner with him tonight.
Dinner with him?
Yes.
He's the meanest man in town. Yes, I'd love to have dinner with him. Where?
At your place?
I'm sorry, it's my dinner's night off.
Oh. Well, there Ian Hill meet you at the Caledonian Club in Sydney. It's very, very hot.
Oh, it's very hot, isn't it? It's very hot. How will I recognize him while he's very hot?
Well, he will be wearing a transparent plastic kilt with a view of the Blue Mountains and purple fishnet stockings.
Well, just in case, tell him to wear a red carnation from the waist up.
8 o'clock.
Crumbling?
Yes.
There's my green spotted suit, tangerine boot, and my luminous red Nora Decavere hat, will you?
Yes. Another funeral, sir?
No, not another funeral, but best be prepared. Now phone the office and tell Lord Drooser I won't be in today.
Come, spotted.
Very hot.
Yes, very hot.
Yes, very hot. They ought to agree
it's very hot. Yes,
very hot.
Yes. Yes.
By the way, who's that woman in my bed?
That's your wife, sir.
Oh. You're late. You haven't missed much. Well, when she wakes up, tell her that, will you? I don't want her to worry too much.
Hello, this is Captain Drummond's new residence here. Captain Drummond's compliments, sir, but he won't be in this week. What? Oh, all right, sir. I'll tell him.
Well?
You're fired, sir.
Me fired?
Oh, dear. Thermal collapse, let me know. I can't. Me fired, oh, dear. Man. Mark my words, Crumbly. You'll never get another lift boy like me.
Never. That's what he said, sir. I never want another lift boy.
Yes,
right to the front door.
Yeah, you never told me you lived on the 10th floor.
We wanted to surprise you, Sonny.
Okay, well, I hope Captain Drummond won't be long.
Why?
This is only a short car. Get it? I said it won't be long. But I'm in the lake, you know. It won't be long. I'm too good for him, that's what it is.
Oh, yes, sir. Shut up and drive me to drink. Now, hurry.
Okay, dear Captain. I do that voice
much better. But I'd like to share it, you know. Caledonian Club, keep your flag down and your flag up.
Right, sir. He's going to look silly when he gets there.
Captain Drummond arrived at the Caledonian Club in Sydney, where it was very hot.
Very hot.
Well, he arrived just in time to hear the cabaret by Miss Patricia Ridgway, who was also very hot. That was Miss Patricia Ridgway, and she's mad about me. And now we rejoin the story.
I entered the club and I saw him immediately. A transparent plastic kilt with a view of the Blue Mountains, purple fishnet stockings and a red carnation. Lord McMickbuckle?
No. I'm his twin, who are in fact identical. Here's the photo.
Identical? Wait a minute. You don't look anything like him.
That's quite right. We're identically different.
It is very hot in
Sydney.
It is
very, very hot.
Yes,
indeed,
it is very hot.
Oh, at the conclusion, the Laird made known the reason for the occasion.
Friends, I have decided that I want an Australian team to be the first to climb Mount Everest.
And are you joking, sir? Everest is being climbed, you fool.
Climbed?
Yes.
Who did the dusty low sneaking trick?
It's where Sir Edmund Hillary and his brother Tiger Tenzing in Everest 1954.
I've got even with him for this. What's that number? Everest 1954. I'll phone the meter. This is a black day for Australia. Every man will wear his kilt at half mast.
I hope there's not any hoar frost on the ground, thanks. Now, don't be downcast, Harry Scott. I have an idea. We could still climb Mount Everest much higher than Fred Hillary. All we've got to do is take a 200-foot ladder, 200-foot ladder to the top and climb up that.
Aye. By the great top half of Anita Ekberg, you've got something there.
So I see.
The great Australian Everest expedition is on.
On what?
Aye.
On food.
I don't know.
One of these nights.
As I said, I'll finance the whole thing, lad.
Have you enough money, Harry Scott?
Enough, aye. Money, eh? I'll show you. I'll just show you how much money I've got. Now, just turn your backs. Well, I'll undo my money belt. Aye.
Gee. Oh, the money bag. Don't look for me.
Somebody marry you up a child. That's it. I were getting near it.
And pause by the face.
Very close, very close. Drop the bag. Aye. It's all right, Rover. It's just me.
Oh, dear. My goodness me. It was open all the time. No, eh? You didn't believe me, did you, lad? Eh? Money, you say, eh? There.
Sixpence?
Aye. And there's another where that came from.
I wouldn't like to ask where it came from, but I fear you need much more, Mayor Lord McMickle-Mackleman. Something to the tune of, say, £10,000.
Oh. How does that tune go?
Oh, what a lovely tune. But it's too much for me.
Hand him with this bank statement. I'll restore the circulation in his arms by putting this pen in his hand and running it lightly over this blank check of mine. There.
Where am I?
In the red. Fortunately, this check is sufficient to cover a successful expedition and your bank up. That's a box of... Footo, the Wonder Boot Exploder.
Quick rewear, I mean.
Thank you.
The federal government expressed interest in the proposed Australian expedition, and not having any money themselves, passed a special federal bill permitting a series of state-controlled, government-sponsored robberies on well-known squall states.
Three well-known criminals were especially released from the police force to commit the crime.
Are we all late?
I'm not.
Do not make the noise. I'm trying to open this Commonwealth safe.
I must get a quarter wristwatch.
And a better joke.
That's it.
It is no good, Luigi. I have looked all round this safe for nothing. I think the money must be on the inside.
Oh, these are banks. You're quite right, in the inside all the time.
Must be.
You know, these banks are getting smarter every day. And every... I've got to silence the TNT.
Are you sure it is silent?
Yes, especially made by the government for this job. Eccles, you got the shot.
Yes, that's why I'm doing this job.
No, you're the silly boy. No, the sack on your back is the silent T and T.
Oh. Did you say silent TNT?
Personally.
Oh, I never heard of silent TNT before.
Well, that's all right. No one has. That's because it's a silent.
Oh, he's got something there. Wait a minute. How do you know when it's gone off?
It must be because the hot weather.
It's a nut because it's a hot weather. Shut up your face. I tell you. You have to wait. Wait for an exceptionally loud silence, and that's it.
I see. Wait, what place is this we're robbing?
It's the government laundries.
Oh, good. We can make a clean getaway. There. Now to light the fuse.
Quick, all hide behind Eccles. What's 50?
What do you take me for?
A 3-foot brick wall.
That's not thick enough.
Very well, we take you for a 13-foot brick wall.
13-foot? That's unlucky.
Only for you.
Wait a minute.
It came to pass. Then there was one of the world's greatest silent explosions. The 13-foot thick wall known as Eccles was grievously hurt. He was hurled backwards out of his boots, up through a plate glass skylight at 100 miles an hour, and hit the concrete pavement at 300 miles an hour. Blast, he went. He sustained shock, concussion, multiple lumps, and compound fracture of the teeth. In other words, the robbery had been a great success.
Oh, etc.
There. One of the cheap imitation Japanese finesse from Aspirin.
Here, where am I?
At Mrs. Tucker's hospital for sick cats.
What have you done to me?
Nothing. Yes? You've been seriously unconscious for 3 months. It was touch and go whether we sent for a doctor.
Why, you mean swine.
No, I mean doctor.
Yes, come, Mr. Eccles. Yeah? I just want to take the plaster off that broken leg.
Steady now, steady.
There. What? Now. Let's see you stand on it.
What?
Whoop! There it goes again.
Talk. That music suggests the scene is now an informal meeting of the Federal Parliament in the Prime Minister's bathroom.
Now, pay attention. I have here the secret plans of the Everest ladder.
What kind of ladder will this be?
Wood.
All right, then. What kind of ladder would this be, then?
A hard timber of kind.
Yes, well, how about the Floribunda Milla Floridora Bazonte?
Is that hard?
You try saying it. Is it? Yeah. It's time for children, Stevie. I want to see Olive Oil's legs.
Who is it? We're all in the bath.
You dirty devil. I've got a message for you. Hello?
All right, what's the message?
Letter for you.
You nit. Nit.
What? Nit?
You made me get out of the bath when TV was about to stop.
Oh, what's showing?
Nothing, with all the towels around us.
Oh. Well, this message is the expedition leave for India tomorrow.
India, land of mystery. Mysterious jet planes fly the sky. Mysterious Rolls Royces ply the roads. Mysterious rock and roll and twist tunes fill the arcades. It was in this mysterious land that we joined the expedition. The scene is a humble Hindu lettermaker factory in Namcha Bazaar.
First on the morning. This air is very hot, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is very hot.
To think, Mr. Chandralekar, this ladder will be going up Everest.
Oh, jolly good, Mr. Pandiji. Jolly good.
Jolly good indeed.
Jolly good indeed.
It has got to be 200 feet long, and they're going to pay us by the inches.
Then why don't we build it in inches?
Good gracious, man, heaven's alive. You are right, man. Good heavens, you're right. Go upstairs and get me a box of red inches. Now then. Oh dear, this hammer is no good. I've been everywhere, man. I've been to Parramatta and to Goldberg and certain parts of Sydney. I've been up and down the coastline.
Oh, excuse me.
Just a minute, sir. What is it, Mr. Chandralekar? There is someone on your door, Mr. Balaji. Come in, please.
Look, it was me.
Just a minute. Come in, please.
Please save your breath.
Just a minute. Are you sure there is someone at the door, Mr. Chandralekar? Yes. Is there someone at the door? Yes, it was me. Then come in. Not alive, I am. Then sit down, and I won't keep you long.
Yes.
Now, sir, what do you want? I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but there was someone at the door.
I tried to tell you, man. It was me.
Oh, then what's the game with the other fellow? Are you still there? Yes. He's still there. No, sir. You want a 200-foot ladder?
Yes.
Shall I wrap it up, or will you climb it here? That is a very popular Hindu joke, hated by the Punjabi.
Yes.
Krishna man invented the universe.
I know. In the Khyber Pass and all that, all right. Yes. So I'll take it with me.
The great expedition has arrived in Namcha Bazaar and has been welcomed to the home of 8th British mountaineer Alfred Delper, incidentally, now Lord Delper.
Oh, gentlemen, do come in. Come along and make yourself comfortable.
Lord Delper was a man in his early 30s and late 60s. He was also in his pajamas, which he shared with a friend called Clarence.
Do come now. Come along. Sit down.
Thank you very much.
Yes. It's a very embarrassing sofa.
Yes, so my wife tells me.
You must be tired.
Yes, these Indian are very, very dusty, you know.
Yes, strange. We had them hoovered this morning.
You don't? I understand.
Now, how about a nice drink? Whiskey? Yes. Gin tonic? No? Well, how about a nice rum and soda? Beer, then. Vermouth? Good heavens, haven't you brought anything? Excuse me, my wife has trouble with the lodgers. We've got a hard day tomorrow up at the crack of noon. My housekeeper here will see you all right.
Yes, boy, I'll see you all right.
Good night.
Good night, Lord Elfer. Now, boy, there's hot water bottles in each of your beds, and a jug of hot water on the stand, and if you want anything in the night, there it is. Good night, buddy.
Good night.
At dawn, the studio audience and the weather looked forbidding, but plans for the climb went ahead. Each man was issued with a tin of...
Put on, I want the boat explorer. Put on, content. Now, for that, it is. Why go around, pushyfoot, when for as little as 1,000 pounds, you can walk around with exploding boots. Draw attention to your feet with put on.
Thank you. Now, this is the best route for you. Here's the best route up the mountain, you see.
Now, what food are we taking?
Concentrated chicken.
Laddie, how do you make a chicken concentrate?
Well, you make it lay an egg with its back to a typhoon.
There will, of course, be the problem of language.
Oh, yes.
We'll need an interpreter. Anyone here speak any language?
Yes, Mike. I speak several.
Oh. Hindu? Madras?
No, I only speak several, Mike.
Oh, well, that's good. You can speak to them in that.
I can't speak that, mate. I only speak several.
Well, when I said that, speak that, I meant several.
Yes.
What I mean was, I said, well, you originally said you only spoke several.
Yes.
Then I said, very well, speak to them in that. By that, I mean several. See?
Oh, I don't understand.
Bulldog, what part is he playing in the expedition?
He plays the part of a man who speaks several.
Oh, good. Can you speak that?
He can't speak that, you know.
Lord Elford,
you say?
I would like you to have the sealed envelope with the secret information about which end of the ladder is the bottom.
Oh, thank you. I won't open till I get to the top.
Right. We've all got the first half of the mountain in the first half of a terabank, or terabonk, whichever be far, I get to the power of 10.
Aye. But listen, Larry, is that possible up a mountain?
Oh, yes. You see, it's being carried on the gears of the quarter.
Yes. Are you mad?
Little does he know, I'm as tame as the next man.
Little does he know that I'm the next man.
Stop halt! I repeat, stop halt! Lads, we're here. This is the summit of Everest.
It makes me look taller.
Right the new. Before we climb the ladder to defeat Edmund Hillary, we will all sing the national anthem of Australia. Now is a great moment anew. After 6 hairy months of agony, 4 deaths, 3 of them fatal, and an outlay of over £10,000 and a piece of notice, I've said that. The moment of triumph is at hand. Eccles, yes, my dear lad, hand me the ladder.
You had forgotten something.
You great big Jimmy Elliot, take that! Oh.
Alas,
a failure?
No. The survivors returned and told a lie. They said they'd climbed 20 feet higher than Hillary. And to this day, that remains the tallest story in the world and the worst payoff on record. And here to send you merrily on your way is my latest record. Good night, naughty girl.
Should I repeat exactly how I feel?
Listening to The Idiot Weekly, an ABC radio type publication with Jim Gussie and the ABC Dance Band and the voice of lyric soprano Tricia Ridgway. Reporters were Michael Cool Cat Isdell, John Hewitt, Paul Westerman, Rick Hutton and Al Thomas. Their destinies guided by Idiot-in-Chief Spike Milligan. Wielding the blue pencil, our producer John McLeod, effects John McGrath and Jim McLeod, control operators Sid Butterworth and Dale Curtis, special music Rupert Dumbriel and Arthur Peter Young. We'll be going to press at the same time next week with The Idiot Weekly. Make sure of your copy by pressing order now with your newsagent.